בוקר טוב, יום חמישי בשבת קודש, פרשת תרומה. וזכור, we're up to קהלת פרק זין, פסוק זין. זז. Yeah, אז כתוב. כי העושק יהולל חכם. Yeah, which means that when the sinner, when the rasha kind of causes angst to the chacham, ויאבד לב מתנה. So Rashi HaKadosh explained something very interesting. כשהכסיל מקנטר את החכם, מערבב דעתו, וגם הוא נכשל. Which means, when the רשעים mess with the צדיקים, so look what happens, he gives a משל. דתן ואבירם קנטרו את משה לומר, ירא אדוני עליכם וישפוט, ועלבבו ועבדו ליבו, וגרמו לו שהקפיד כנגד הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואמר, והצל לו יצלת את עמך ונענש בדבר. Which means, sometimes when the רשעים are jealous of the tzaddikim, what happens is that they start teasing them or whatever. Remember, the first time Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro, what happened? Paro, not only did he not listen, not only did he not let them out, he made it worse. Right? He made no more tevin and he made it worse. And then what, as they came out, as Moshe Aaron came out, Datan v'Aviram met them at the entrance of the palace and they said, oh, Hashem should judge you. You made it worse. And then what happened? Yeah. He mixed up Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu went back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he complained. And he says, "Lamma hara'ta la'am hazeh, lamma zeh shelachtani? Why did you make it worse? Why did you send me? I told you it's..." And then what? And Moshe Rabbeinu got punished for that. You see, by what? Because they got, you know, confused by the Rishayim. V'abed lev matana, and you know, the tzaddik has to be careful not only to do what's right, but to know how to deal with the backlash from the Rishayim. That's a big deal. So v'abed lev matana, over here lev matana means lev chokhmah. Now back to the theme of this pirik, which was this is better than that. Tov acharit davar mereshito. The end of a matter is always better than its beginning. Yeah, why is that? Because in the beginning, he says, afilu kipshuto, Rashi explains. In the beginning of any matter, you don't know how it's going to end up. Just like we said, yeah, that at a person, the end of a person's life is better than v'yom ha-mavet m'yom mivaldo. Why? Because it's over. You know how it went already. So too with any matter. When any matter begins, you don't know how it's going to turn out. Hen letov en lemutav. But when it's over, you already know the outcome. So it's better. Tov erech ruach migiva haruach. It's better for a person to be long to spirit than wide of spirit. What does that mean? Yeah, that is a erech ruach is a reference to a person who is not a ka'asan. Yeah,
person has
patience, long to anger from givaruach. That's gavtan. As the Rambam says, gaava and ka'as are not cousins; they're twin brothers. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't say that exactly, but the point is that gaava and ka'as feed off of one another. A person who is gaava, by nature, he's going to be ka'asan. Why? You did this to me. You did that to me. Miata bichlam. Yeah. If a person grows up, if a person trains himself to think, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'nachnu ma, mi ani bichlal? Who am I? Right? What am I worth?" If you think like that, then there's no room for gaava, and there's also no room for kaas. Why? Okay. Again, it's much easier said than done because we are creatures of ego, especially men. That's what learning Musar is all about. Okay. And on the topic of kaas, says Shlomo, "Al tivahel beruchacha lichos." Do not hastily, now ka'as comes from the ruach. Do not allow your spirit to hastily become angry. Ki ka'as bechek kesilim yanuach. Very famous pasuk. Anger rests in the bosom, in the chest of fools. Person who gets angry, ze, right, that's a sign of his resha. Now kesilim in Kohelet is interchangeable not only with a fool, but a rasha. When you see a person who's very quick to anger, is a siman shu rasha. Siman shu rasha. You want to know siman? You don't, right? You can't. You can't.
Today?
Huh? Kohanim. It doesn't say that they are ka'asanim. It says that they are kohanim ratchanim. Mazer ratchanim. They're nervous. They're very anxious. Doesn't say they're ka'asanim. Maybe that leads to anger sometimes. Sometimes the Gemara says Talmidei Chachamim also have a tendency towards anger. The Gemara says Masechet Ta'anit that Talmid Chacham de Karatach Oraitahu dekamaratachbir. Right? When a Talmid Chacham is angry, it's because the Torah, the fire of the Torah is raging within him. But that's not an excuse. Zeh ben adam tzarich. The first, if you read you get it in Ramban. The first thing that he says over there is what? Hishtadel shud kol dvarecha binachat. Everything you say, Tamid, relax, yeah? Tov. Now he continues and he says, Al tomar mehaya. Do not say what was. Shehayamim harishonim ayu tovim me'ele. The previous days were better than these. Ki lo mechochma she'alta al zeh. These kind of questions don't come from chochma. What does that mean? He says, why is it that even if we're tzaddikim, how come the original tzaddikim had much better sachar than today? There's Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoshua, David HaMelech. How come we don't get reward like that? Why? Because that's not a, says Shlomo HaMelech, that's not an intelligent question. As righteous as the dorot are, that's how much reward there's going to get, right? It's always relative. So he says, okay, you know, we know. Yiftach bedoro, kishmuel bedoro. That, you know, depending on the dor, its leader is like the leader of that generation. But don't say, oh, how come you got more? How come you got less? It all has to do with the dor. Says Shlomo, tova chokma im nachala, veyoter leroei hashamish. Good is wisdom with inheritance, and even more so for those who see the sun. What's that talking about? When a person has zechut avot, if a person has chokhmat Torah, that's excellent. You know what accentuates the zechut Torah? Zechut avot. When a person has zechut avot, that brings out the zechut Torah that a person has. That makes the chokhmah even better.
What do you mean by that exactly? Like, what are you talking about? Like, where does zechut avot mean?
Yichus.
I don't have
a
yichus. What do you want me to do about that?
Yeah, you do.
Everyone has
a yichus. You're Jewish. Never be a kiva. On a shot, no?
Yeah, the point is, zechut avot, if a person is, you know, exactly. You know, the Gemara says that when a person is a Talmid Chacham, and then his son is a Talmid Chacham, and his grandson is a Talmid Chacham, shuv in a Torah, mufseket mizar'o. The Torah never stops from his, why? Because that's what the Pasuk says, v'achutam shulash lo bimhira inatek. So if a person is Yichus, that's a good thing also for the Torah. V'yotel l'roei hashamesh. This is a roei hashamesh is a reference. Who sees the sun? Okay. All of us.
Amin.
No. Oh, see, no. Even literally, who sees the sun? Creations. All of us. So over here, that's a benefit. That's an advantage to any one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. When you have just Torah, seder. When you have Torah and zechut avod, zechazak meod. When they were looking, if you remember, the Gemara says in Brachot, the Daf Kav Zayin, when they ousted Rabban Gamliel, they were looking for a new nasi. So who were they looking for? Rabbi Yoshua ya chacham gadol batorah, but he was ba'al davar, and he was also very poor. Rabbi Yoshua was very poor. How do we know Rabbi Yoshua was poor?
It's a lie.
The story with the walls when they went into his.
Rabban Gamliel says, "Oh, I see your walls are black. Vizin, your face, because he was a blacksmith." And Rabbi Yoshua gave him Musar. He says, "Oy lo lador she'ata parnaso. Woe to the generation that you're its leader. You have no idea what's going on in the Am." Give Musar. So who they look for? Rabbi Akiva, Chacham Gadol Batorah, and what? And he was wealthy. Aval ma? Lo elu yichus. He didn't have yichus. So who they choose? Rabbi Azar ben Azariah. He had what? You look. He had Chokhmat Torah and yichus and money. Vezeh he's ra'ui. You see all these things.
He was telling over his yichus, how great his yichus is.
Yeah.
One simple guy in the back says, "You know, Rav, I have a greater yichus than you."
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah.
Father, simple man. My grandfather, fairly religious. Said, "This man is right." But I go to Shemayim, they're going to say, "Look at your father, look at your grandfather. Look at you, what did you do come here?" When you
look at his grandfather, it's, you know, it's a person is brought to task for that. You know, this is like yichus is like another thing. The Torah several times speaks about beauty, right? That atayadati, right? Avraham Avinu told Sarah, "Hinena yadati ki isha yifat mar'at. I see you're beautiful." Rivka yifat toar v'tovat mar'e. Yosef, Rachel, Yosef. How come the Torah speaks about beauty? We know that Torah doesn't care about beauty. It's all vain. It's all machpatli. You know what the answer is? The answer is that beauty is a zero. Beauty is one big fat zero. That's all it is. When you have only beauty, that's a garnish. When you put Yirat Shamayim and everything else, Yirat Shamayim is like a one. You put a one in front of a zero, becomes a ten. Understand? That brings everything else out. Yeah. Now, let's do one more pasuk. Yeah.
One second.
Ki betzela chokma, betzela kasa. In the shade of wisdom, the shade of money. Which means what? Yeah, if a person, there's different perushim to this pasuk, but the simple understanding of this pasuk is, when a person's chacham, being in the shade of the chacham, right, we know, we're beginning to speak this week about Melechet HaMishkan. You know that, nachon? So who did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose? Bitzal'el. Why was he called Bitzal'el? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told him that you must have been in the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to know all of these things. So what does it mean, Bitzel HaChokhmah, Bitzel HaKasef? When a person is in the shade of Chokhmah, when a person is Chacham, he knows how to make money too. Yeah? Tov, so he says, V'yitron da'at HaChokhmah techayev ve'aleha. An abundance of knowledge and wisdom will bring life to its owner. The Chokhmah, he said, if you remember, 2 days ago's daf, the Gemara says, Oila la rabbanut shem kaberet et ba'aleha. Right? That rabbanut, authority, buries its owner, meaning it kills people. You know, there was one of the great chachamim approximately 300 years ago. His name was a gaon, Rabbi Tzvi Ashkenazi. That was his name. His sefer was Chacham Tzvi.
Oh, Shalan Omos.
So he was a rabbi in Germany, and then they took him. There's a Sephardi community in Amsterdam. They took him to be the Rav over there. So he called his Sefer Chacham Tzvi. So they asked him, why'd you call your Sefer Chacham Tzvi? And everyone called him that. So he says, I'll tell you. By Ashkenazim, what do they call the Rabbanim? Reb Tzvi. By Sephardim, what do they call the Rav? Chacham Tzvi. Either Chacham Tzvi. So he says, I'd rather Chokhmah over Rav, Chacham over Rav any day. Why? In Kohelet, Shlomo HaMelech says, HaChokhmah techayeh ba'aleha. Wisdom gives life to its owner. Rav, Rabbanut, the Gemara says, Mekaberet et ba'aleha. Kills a person. He says, I'll take Chacham over Rav any day. That was the Chacham Tzvi. That's why he appreciated being called that.
That's great.
Adgan.
It's like Baruch.